It's nearly 16 months since the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appointed the first ever United Nations envoy on youth. He chose the 29-year-old Jordanian Ahmad Al-Hendawi. In the months since his taking up his post, Ahmad has been traveling the world, finding out about the different issues that affect young people around the world. He told Joanna Bostock about one of the most memorable and unexpected experiences that he's had to date.
3 months ago, I went to Nairobi, and there's a slum area called Mathara. 250,000 people live there. And Google Maps, they were looking for Mathara. They didn't find Mathara in the map. It was a shock for them. They said, even if we live in a slum area, we deserve to be in the map. We deserve to have an address. So what they decided, they went to the United Nations and they asked for some money. With a few thousand dollars, maybe $5,000, they mapped the whole slum area and they put Mathara in the map. Now, if you go to internet, you will find police stations, health centers, youth centers, everything you could ask for is provided in the map. This is the power of young people, by the way. With $5,000, what you can do for a city of 250,000 people.
I guess I was expecting to hear stories to do with access to education, access to jobs. That was a little bit unexpected to hear that example, that people wanted to be able to see themselves on the map.
It's about recognition. It's really about valuing the lives and the potentials of young people. I believe that we should think more holistically about the youth needs. I lived in Cairo during the Egyptian Revolution in 2011. I have seen what does it mean for young people to realize that they can bring about change in a country. It's not only about education and employment.
Do you see differences in the lives of and the aspirations of young people in different countries around the world?
All young people around the world, north, south, east, west, they prioritize education, second health and job opportunities, and then good governance and protection against violence and crimes. And I think that's the foundation for any development.
Can you tell me a bit about your own childhood and youth?
I remember a very interesting conversation I had when I was 7 years old. My father was bringing the newspapers every day. In Jordan, we have this, newspaper with four sections, almost like 60 pages or so. So I was reading and just carrying this newspaper. And I remember I asked him, well, when did this happen? Basically, all this news. He told me this happened yesterday because this is a daily newspaper. Said, wow, so much happened in the world yesterday and we are reporting this today. I should be part of this. I should be part of making what's happening around the world, not only consuming this. Of course, that was a 7 years old kind of conversation. But later on, I realized that I do have a great passion for working youth issues and to work with young people.